I think it's probably safe to say Happy New Year, everybody! Because I forgot to ask you, Ulla, if we are in a different season and what number and what point we're going to be sharing this. I think we are going to be now in 2022. So Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone!
So excited for all the magic that's going to be unfolding this year. But first of all, let's just talk about how I know New Year's energy gets really exciting for folks and everybody feels like new year, new start, new chapter, all of that stuff, new you. However, all that energy has nothing to do with it us heading into a new year. We actually get to harness that newness any single time we want, whether it's in the moment, whether it's another day, whether it's the next hour. So we have fallen into the crowd of doing what everybody else is doing and thinking that that's the only way it has to be, which is why today we are focusing on giving you a public service announcement to stop following the crowd. It's going the wrong way.
Yes, it is.
So Ulla, where do you want to start with this? Because this can go in a million different directions. So what feels juicy and really resonant with what people are wanting to dive into when it comes to how we easily follow the crowd, do what everybody else does, and don't even realize that it's leading us in a direction that is opposite of what we desire?
I love the idea of talking about New Year's resolutions and how we follow the crowd by making these New Year's resolutions and thinking that that's the only way we can change or we can see change in our lives.
That's awesome. Yay. Okay. So why do we do that? Why do we wait until a new year? I think there's value in tradition. There's value in ritual. And I think that's important to recognize. It's definitely a moment in the year where so many people are putting in positive energy towards something. And you can ride that wave, definitely, and get on the New Year's New You resolution train and really harness the energy of everybody around you, motivating you. However, if that's not aligned with what you really desire and it's really not coming from you, it's just something that you're doing because everybody else is doing it and you don't want to be left out or you feel like maybe you're going to miss something if you don't jump on the train with everybody, what ends up happening there, Ulla?
Well, you fall off the train. The new year, new year, new you didn't happen, just the new year. And the old you came back.
The old you came back. Well, and I think that's it, honey. We try to create change in our lives that a lot of times isn't rooted deeply into the knowing that it's time for change. And instead, we're trying to change things, whether it's within ourselves or our environment or in relationships, because we think we should. And somehow that should is tied to expectation that comes from outside of us. So this is something that I think a lot of us fall prey to unconsciously. And today we want to bring it to the forefront so that you can be more intentional in what exactly it is that you want to call in this time of recognizing it's a new year, in this time of harnessing the collective energy around us that is celebratory, that is motivated, but really make sure that you don't fall off the wagon 3 weeks in and going to the gym because all of a sudden you get busy and you're tired and then you like say, screw the resolution, I'll do it next year.
Yeah. And it's like you said, it all starts with yourself and how it feels for you, because if it doesn't feel good, you're going to stop that change, no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, going to the gym or starting a new hobby, starting a new job, getting in a new relationship. If you don't feel good about you, the change is not going to last.
Mm-hmm. So how do we turn the page on that? How do we do things differently so that we feel good about us? Because I'm imagining that at the beginning, we do feel good when we're going to the gym and we're keeping it up. Mm-hmm. Why would that feeling go away after week one?
Well, because we tend to take it to extremes because we see these crowds. Okay, we follow somebody. Let's take the going to the gym and exercising as an example. We see somebody who's been doing it for years as their profession. Like they're practically a professional athlete. And they are encouraging you on TV or social media, you know, to change this year because it's new year and you can have a new body and you can have new energy and this and that. And we take to the extreme of a professional athlete. So you're basically punishing yourself that you can't do all this immediately. And because your body gets just completely exhausted, you get mentally exhausted. And then you're like, you know what? I'm not going to go to the gym today. I need a break. I'm going to give myself a permission to just sit on a couch and eat. And after a week, you're still on a couch.
So then maybe you guys that are listening, maybe this is a chance to really, if you've gotten on the New Year's train and you've been doing what everybody else is, which is New Year's resolutions, because you've been following the crowd, and yet you're not really motivated around that resolution, or you're finding that you're starting to taper off the consistency of doing something new, creating that change and making that change last. Ask yourself if you're motivated to do something differently in that moment. If we use a gym metaphor and you sat on the couch instead, does sitting on the couch give you something that you really are desiring in that moment? Mm. Okay. And this is seemingly a lame question to ask, but it's so important because what we're talking about right now is creating a life that's designed around taking inspired action. Instead of creating a life where you're defaulting to behaviors and patterns and habits and ways of being because everybody else is doing it. Okay, so this is stepping out of the crowd and going with the flow of what motivates you. So how do you know what motivates you? Yes, you might want to have a better body. Yes, you might want to have better health. But if you find yourself going in a different direction from that, that's a good moment to pause and say, what am I getting out of what I'm doing right now? If it is different than what I thought I wanted. And don't judge it. Just be curious.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The judgment is probably the biggest killer of any kind of inspired action because you're going to talk yourself out of it. And we've done this many times.
Like, give us an example.
I think people do it on a daily basis. You get that feeling of inspired action. You know what? I should go and go for a walk this morning. It's beautiful outside. Like, you get that exciting feeling that, oh, I should go and do a little quick walk this morning because it's beautiful outside. And then your brain kicks in, yeah, but I got all these dishes and laundry and cleaning that I need to do. And, you know, I don't know if I have time for that. You are killing that inspired action by talking yourself out of it. Totally. And that's just the one little example. We do this on everything.
Mm-hmm. Thinking of picking up the phone to call somebody because you just want to check in, right? Taking out a pen and paper and drawing. Resting. Now, this is one thing that I definitely want to point out. I think a lot of times people assume that inspired action means doing something. Mm-hmm. And I have found that one of the areas where I have learned to take inspired action the most is when it comes to rest. Not doing anything is just as powerful of an inspired action as getting out and going for a walk. So you guys, this really is about being aware, which we talk about all the time, right? Like asking yourself these curious questions. What am I getting out of what I'm doing right now? If it's opposite from what you intended, how is this serving you? And ask it without judgment so that you allow the response to come. And then Let's break down even more, Ula, because I think we've talked about this in a previous episode, but I'd love to break down even more. How do we distinguish what inspired action is versus something in our brain that's telling us we should be doing something?
Well, number one is the judgment, like you said. That definitely, if there is any kind of feeling of judgment, that's not inspired action. Inspired action always, 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 always feels good. So it's that simple. And again, don't judge yourself if you can like differentiate this immediately, because you've learned to just kind of shut down that inner voice, that trust in your intuition. You've learned to shut it down. So don't judge yourself if you can't differentiate it immediately. Just let it go. It's all information. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you know, okay, I want to weigh 100 pounds. And my scale says that I'm 178 pounds. It's just information. It is not there to judge you. The scale is not going to judge you. You judge you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a very big thing to realize, that don't judge yourself if you can't tell immediately what is inspired action and what is not, because it's coming. It's always there, available, and you'll learn to see and feel what the inspired action actually is.
So what is it? How do you know what inspired action is for you?
It feels good.
What feels good?
The idea of doing something. And it comes to me very randomly. It's not something that I'm thinking about this for a while, and then as an end result, I get this push from the angels and gods and universe that, okay, go do this. It just comes at random times, and it comes very quickly. And you just have to learn to trust that and do it. Like you said, you know, picking up phone. How many times do we get this urge to call somebody, and then immediately we're like, oh no, I don't want to bother them. Like, oh, she doesn't want to hear from me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I'll call them later. Now is not a good time. So yeah, you guys, as a recap, inspired action. And the reason I wanted Ula to break it down even more is that this can look differently for everybody. But mm-hmm. when we talk about inspired action, it is a nudge that you're getting that is your intuition talking to you, or it might be a loved one that is in spirit form that is nudging you, right? God, spirit, universe, whatever you believe in. But it's something that almost feels like it just kind of comes out of nowhere, and you just have this like burst of inspiration to do something. And again, the doing doesn't have to be productive. The doing can actually be sleeping. It can be buying an ice cream. It can be binging Netflix for 5 hours because that's what's calling you. Whatever it is, allow it to unfold without the judgment. And the more that you can manage the self-talk, the judgment around it, the easier this inspired action can mm-hmm. guide you. And you know, Ula and I have talked about various examples of inspired action, but I'd love, Ula, if you can share something that's maybe happened recently for you where you were totally acting on inspired action, so people can get a sense of what an example of inspired action might be and how this is actually more – inspired action is actually more powerful and mm-hmm. more likely to lead you to the life you desire than following the crowd and doing what everybody else is doing.
I have a very good example from right before Christmas. I had to go and pick up the last present from a mall. And I am not a shopper. I don't like shopping. I don't like crowds. So I trust that that I'm guided at all times. Basically, it's just a series of inspired action throughout the day. And also, I think I want to put in this spot the fact that inspired action, it's not like, you know, a joyous big moment. Oh my God, I'm in love. No, it's not that kind of, it's just these subtle nudges that, you know, you're guided and life is just much easier when you follow these nudges. So I had to go and pick up a present from a packed mall right before Christmas. And before I left, I decided that I want to be guided. I want this to be easy experience for me. And I said to myself, to my friends, the dead people, I said that, okay, please, I need to have a parking spot that is close to the exit and also close to the entrance that is closest to the store that I need to go to. So I pull up to the parking lot. There was the parking spot right next to the exit. And it's a straight walk to the entrance where I just had to walk past one store to get to the store where I went. And it was so packed. I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, but I had already purchased this present, so I didn't have to buy anything physically. I just went and picked it up. So I was literally there less than 10 minutes, between 5 and 10 minutes. It was in and out. It was super easy, super simple. I came home like, okay, I'm done. My Christmas shopping is done.
Beautiful. I love that because this is how inspired action can work in your day to day. And I appreciate your distinction that it doesn't have to be like some thunderbolt from God, you know, coming down to the heavens and the sea parts. And all of a sudden you're like, I've been led to take inspired action. Yes. It can be as simple as, okay, now's the time to go. And here's where I'm going to park because I'm going to make my life a little bit simpler.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a beautiful distinction to keep in mind as you pay attention to these nudges or these whispers or these impulses that you all of a sudden feel to do something. And to trust it is really allowing yourself to trust that the end result or what you're being led to is all guiding you to more ease. Okay. Now, this is where it gets really complicated because a lot of times we're so goal-oriented, we're so fixated on productivity and being, you know, being able to know what's coming ahead of time. And that's all a form of control. Okay. If you're constantly trying to control your life, you're squeezing out magic. Like the universe, it cannot have influence in your life to the fullest degree possible if you're controlling how the universe shows up for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the universe, we're talking about all everything, right? We're talking about the fact that we are all energy beings. So if you're constricting your energy, right, take out the woo-woo language. If you're constricting energy, you cannot have a flow of energy come to you. And so most, if not all of us, want energy flow. Because when things are flowing, that's where life becomes easier. That's where we have more peace. We have ease in our days. That's where we actually have more creativity, which leads to more problem solving, which actually leads to more productivity. But it's not through that energy constriction of control and forcing and making things happen. It's allowing yourself to co-create with the energies around you. And these energies include the energies from our dead, dearly departed that are still around us. It includes energies from our plant allies, from our animal friends. So Ula gave you an example of how this can play out on the day-to-day, okay? I'm going to give you a quick little example of just how this can catapult into something that's pretty fucking extraordinary, right? So we're on the theme of Christmas, and this was about a couple years ago, I was in Oaxaca for a month and I decided to go during Christmas. So I knew that I was going to be there alone with Lovebug during Christmas. One evening, I was in a restaurant and I was sitting at the bar having dinner and a group of people came in and I'm just observing, I'm people watching, and I see one of them place a box of Garrett's popcorn on the bar. And I had remembered like, wait, Garrett's, where is that from? I've seen that name before. Well, it's a brand of popcorn from Chicago. When a trip in Chicago, I had seen it there. I actually bought the popcorn. I was eating it on the plane. So I'm like, that's interesting. Now, my mind was like trying to assess where this box of popcorn came from. But something in me like wanted to turn and be like, okay, I got to find out where this came from. So the group of people were in the doorway of the restaurant and my inspired action nudge was to ask them if they were from Chicago. But my brain was saying like, who gives a shit? Like, why does that matter? Gladys, like, does it really matter where this Garrett's popcorn came from? It didn't, right? But again, I felt that compulsion to just ask the woman that was standing there, are you guys from Chicago? Well, all of a sudden, she and I start talking, and yes, they're from Chicago. They take an annual trip to Oaxaca every year. This is where they celebrate the Christmas for the holidays. And she asked me, are you here alone for Christmas? And I said, well, I'm with my dog. And she said, so you don't have plans Christmas Day? And I said, no. She goes, would you like to come to a luncheon that we're hosting? It's a bunch of people that don't know each other. We do this every year. We'd love for you to join. Now, literally the day before, I had been on the phone with my sister bawling my eyes out that I was going to be alone for Christmas. I was missing family. What does family mean? My mom's not here. How about tradition? So I was already lamenting the thought of being alone on Christmas. And because I took inspired action, number one, to go to the restaurant, number two, to get really curious about that box of Garrett's popcorn, and number three, to ask the woman where she was from, it led me to an invitation to spend the Christmas day with this family that ended up being an amazing chef and his wife. For those of you that are my generation, it was Rick Bayless and his wife. And this is, I grew up watching Rick Bayless on PBS. So now I'm with a family that is so embracing of the Mexican culture and loves food. So I had the best meal ever. And this is what inspired action can look like. So think about it from the everyday, right? How do I make my life easier when I go to the mall or I need to run errands? Take that inspired action to also trusting nudges that don't seem to be leading you to anything. And that is how you create magic on demand in your life. That is how you stop following the crowd that's not leading you to anything magical, but rather is giving you less confidence in yourself. And now you get to actually step into your own universe, your own creations, and really start to watch the magic unfold.
Yes. And those little things that lead into big things that can be everyday life, but it's so hard for us to trust that because we are so programmed to think, like you said, the goal, like there has to be a goal. And then I have to have these certain steps because the crowd said that I need to take these steps. And there's no other way besides these steps. But guess what? The universe has thousands or hundreds of thousands of different ways to get you to that goal. Mm-hmm. If you just trust that you have your own unique way, like I always tell my kids, you do you, boo, you do you, because we are all different. Everybody's energy is different and you are so supported. You just have to learn to listen to that inner voice. You used to when you were a child.
Yeah.
And then he was killed. But you can find that voice again.
Oh, you know, honey, what's coming up for me too is the connection back to our childlike selves is so huge. Playfulness.
Yep.
Right? Like that's how you welcome in more of this inspired action. You're being playful. Like all of a sudden, if you get an urge to go eat something that you are, you know, not supposed to eat because your trainer told you not to, but you just have an urge for it, follow it. That's what a kid would do, right?
Yeah.
That playfulness is what takes you quicker to this flow of energy that is fully inspired. And also, sweetie, I want to just really touch on what you said around trusting that. Everything we're talking about, you guys, if it's not resonating or it resonates, but you don't know how to put it into action, into inspired action, there is definitely an underlying factor here around how much do you really trust that you are being guided and supported and that you are safe, right? This is a reset remedy. You are safe. You are secure. You are protected. You are loved. How much do you really know that? And this is something that I know I've struggled with for a big chunk of my life is waiting for the other shoe to drop. So can I really trust the magic that is surrounding me 24/7? Can I really believe that I'm safe here? that I'm supported, that I am protected, and that this experience that I'm having is infinite. There will be more and more and more and more and more. So, honey, what comes up for you in just remembering that for many people, there is an underlying reality that they don't trust. They don't trust that their lives are that supported and that they're always being guided, or that they can really like relax into the knowing that all is good. Always. Yeah,
the relax word is a big one. I think people especially today in the situation that the world is in with a global pandemic, people are extremely tense and they don't know how to relax. And I think that comes back to, again, following the crowd. It's okay not to be afraid. Because to me, it feels like people who are not afraid, they feel guilty that they're not afraid.
Yeah.
And feeling guilty is another negative feeling, and it makes you tense. So it's okay to relax. And again, don't judge your feelings. Just feel it and let it go. Don't let it become an emotion that you dwell on, because that's just going to make you even more tense.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't trust yet, maybe you can believe a little. It's usually that when you start believing in things, it becomes the trust, and then it comes the knowing. Like you and I have the knowing. We just know. There's no question about it. It's like past belief and trust. It's just, we just know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity and an invitation to really just like surround yourself with a lot of love, to really be, I know, sweetie, you remind us often to be gentle with ourselves. And you know, I get the image of like putting on a cozy, like wrapping a cozy blanket around your shoulders and curling up on the couch and holding a mug of an amazing tea. Like that feeling that you have when you do that, that's the relaxed state that we're talking about, where your body unfurls and your nervous system isn't wound up. And we've talked about this so many times, how we got to start with our nervous systems and really learn how to assist our nervous systems to uncoil, because that's when your mind can start to entertain a new way of thinking. So this is an invitation for all of you to allow yourself ways to relax throughout your day. And in that relaxed state, then get curious. What would feel amazing to me right now? And actually, Kirk, who's been on our show, Kirk Nugent, he often talks about Bashar. And I think Abraham Hicks also does a version of this. But really focusing on what will bring you the most joy right now. Right. And then when you are complete with that, what would bring you the most joy next? And not planning it out for the whole day and then feeling like you have to stick with it. And if you have a desire that's different, then, you know, you're off track and you're not being disciplined. No, this is really moving from moment to moment, being present with yourself. That's what this is all about. How do you be present enough that you are tuned in to your emotional state, which is your link to your energy state? How do you notice when there's constriction and winding up energy versus relaxing into letting the energy flow through you and then receiving the messages, receiving the inspiration, receiving that crazy idea that's telling you to do something opposite from what your business coach told you, but it feels so good and it excites you that you'd start giggling, which Ula and I do all the time when it comes to how we're going to plan to, you know, rule the universe with this platform. that's the fun. That's the playfulness mm-hmm. that we had as children. And that's what we're inviting back in. It is safe to be childlike again. It is safe to relax. It is safe to trust that you are guided, you are protected, you are secure, you're so loved, and to let yourself go in the direction that you want, even if it's not the same direction as a crowd around you, because FYI, they're going in the wrong direction anyway.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And with that relaxed state and childlike curiosity, like very little everyday things become somewhat magical and entertaining again. And Gladys loves to remind me of my visit to her, and I was, I can't even remember where, I think I was sitting on your porch and I was just staring at this hairball. I kept myself entertained. I think you were working, and I just sat there on the porch, and there was this little hairball that was curiously going around the chair. Like it wasn't even, you know, going from one end to another. It was just going around the chair. It was very entertaining. So
and this is why I love Ula so much, because your life becomes easier this way. Like mm-hmm. I really appreciate that reminder, honey. You know, today I was before we got on today, I was just cutting off the dead tips of my beautiful tree, a palm tree here. And I just love noticing how this palm tree reacts to receiving water, to getting tended to. It's a living being. And the only way that I would be able to notice that is if I slow down enough to be present with this tree mm-hmm. and to be in a state where my nervous system was not rushed, where I wasn't coiled up. And even if I felt like maybe I came a little bit coiled, this immediately dropped me into feeling more flow. So just remember, you guys, to have fun with this and to just notice those moments when you get this urge to do something, be something, even if that something is nothing, really trust it and go with it, and then see what magic comes next.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So stop following the crowd. It's going the wrong way.
Yay! All right, everybody, until next time.
Bye.